Hi guys, here we are at Venice and I'm talking to Hilal Baydarov, who has a film out of competition this year. It's called Sermon to the Void, the third part of our trilogy. Each of the films is called Sermon. We have Sermon to the Fish and Sermon to the Birds. And now you have the third part, Sermon to the Void. Now, since this is a very experimental and abstract film project or film trilogy, how would you describe it to somebody?
Honestly, you know, I don't like the word experimental because I didn't experiment anything. I mean, it is just when you are out of the form, when you don't follow the convention or the cliché, they tell you experimental. I understand it, but I never try to do any experimental thing. It is just the way how I see the world. It is just the way how I see the cinema and the cinema that I want to watch and the cinema that inspires me. This kind of cinema, they always call it experimental, but for me, it is super, super, super normal thing. I mean, I like this kind of things. I didn't try to be strange or quirky, or I didn't try to go out of norm to be, I'm a protester guy. No, I just follow my intuition and this is how I see the world. So, I mean, it is the theme I started years ago, the three themes. I wanted to make three films with only three people. I made Sermon to the Fish. I'm second one, Sermon to the Birds. Unfortunately, there are five people in the last film. It was supposed to be three people also, same people. I mean, Davud, the woman and the main guy in the film. But unfortunately, there was a health problem of my main actor. Now he's in the film only one scene. He appears only in one scene. So he had to go to other part of the Azerbaijan and I had only two options, to stop or to continue. And I continued to shooting, I mean 3 months. After 3 or 4 months, I somehow understood that where I am going, what should I do? So it becomes like that. And I never write any script. I didn't write any sentence. I never planned anything. I just follow my intuition and it end up like that, the same of the mind.
Did you make each of the three films in this same working process, or is the working process for each film a bit different?
It is same, always same. I just take the camera and my friends, we go to the places to shoot. I stop when I see some beautiful, not beautiful, some things that inspire me. In a second I stop, I open the camera, I peep. I always do this, but in the last month, Sermon to the Void, it is radically different from my previous films. I don't know how it happened, but it happened like that.
The film has a very intense color scale. It looks like an infrared picture. Was it always your idea to do it in this kind of extreme red image? And what meaning actually do the colors of your films have?
I color graded myself. Somehow I understood that the color also is a part of my filmmaking. And I cannot explain it to anybody. So I had to do what I want to do. It is so difficult because usually filmmakers don't know how to make the color correction or whatever. But I started to paint. I like German Expressionism, Emil Nolde and other painters, Rothko, for example. I mean, there are many, Kandinsky. I mean, I love painting a lot.
But so, Expressionism.
Expressionism, yes. Especially German Expressionism. I love them. All those deep rouge, whatever it is, the Kandinsky, green and yellows. I mean, I see this kind of colors. I started to think how I can delay the object to show only the essence. Only the essence. For example, there's a landscape. I have the character. I don't need anything to show. I mean, trees, the sheep, etc. I just make everything the color. Because when I started with the inspiration by the Turner. I wanted to do the sun colors that the when the sunrise and the sunset, there's always yellow and red, yellow and red. I don't know how to say it. Maybe it's not good to say, but I was not made to be happy. I am not happy myself. I don't like bright colors. I like it. When it's art, I like it. But I always like dark colors. I don't know why. I always like the. If it's red, make it dark red. If it's a yellow, put all the yellow there. I mean, don't be scared. I mean, put all the yellow. I like the black, more yellow and more red. Just because they give me the sense of infinity. I mean, you feel that you are alive. You don't need any object. The other day, I told my friend that the color, for example, the yellow color, it is infinity. it is also the barrier. I mean, just put the yellow here, you don't see anything. But if you want to delete everything, while filming, I suddenly feel that I have to say something. So this kind of sentence comes from my heart and body. I tell it in a second and my brain's there. They repeat what I say. I always, the photographer always, it is me, my beams. But this time I thought that even the color, I cannot give it to, I cannot give it to another body. In the artwork, in the film, suddenly I see that I cannot explain it to them. I have to take the brush and I have to paint myself. That is why I painted all of them. I put them in the film. And when I go to Mexico to finish the post-production, I said, this is all the colors. Never change it, but just make it close to the standard because I color it on my desktop. So the cinema theater, the red here on my desktop is not red in the theater. So we just have to small arrange. But don't do any artistic change day by day, I realize that everything is just comes with the soul. I don't want to say the message from the God, but it is also, I believe in my heart. Just believe, just think about the lenses. What is this? It is a mirror. It is sun. It is light. All of this, suddenly you see it is a philosophy. It's a Nietzsche talking to you or Hegel talking to you. It is like all poets, the Socratic philosophers talking to you. Sun comes to the mirror and it goes there. There is a body. We call the camera body and it gives you image, the soul. Everything is philosophical. There is no any technical thing. When you think about that, all these colors means very artificial to you also. In cinematography, there is no photography. It is the art of painting. And basically it is drawings or the colors. And I cannot say I am in the color part, but color.
So would you say your film work is more guided by visuals than by narrative?
It is certainly true, but I can say that it is not a bit complete. Let me, if I am not rude, my English is so bad. I'm so sorry. I'm not a rude person. I can choose very bad words. Visual cinematography is a big part of it. I agree. But also the sound part, because I don't record the sound. There is no any sound in my films. All the sounds, all of my film. From 2018, I never record any sound. All these volcanoes, all these footsteps, all these musics, all these atmospheres, all this epic. There is no any 1 second real sound. There is no. Also, the sound is a big part of my film. Also images, also colors, also the poetry in the film. Everything, not only the cinematography, everything. There is a unity of existence, and I believe in this. All of them come together. I swear to God, I cried 5 times in my room every night on the corner that, no, I have very few time, and I have to do the sound. This guy cannot do it. How can we develop? Always, I have millions of ideas, but I don't have time to do. So there is, just imagine, you have the images, no even recording of the sounds. Slowly we add the sounds, the ADR, dubbing, the words, then we add the ambient sound, then we add the music effects, and we try to create everything. So I don't think it is only visualization by the narrative, but there's a unity. Without sound, you can never understand the beauty of the image.
So would you think that your film is more like a holistic sensory experience than maybe Hollywood-style movie?
I don't want to say anything against them, not because I dislike them, because they don't exist for me. There is only this kind of cinema. There is no drama. There is no storytelling. There is no other kind of cinema. Maybe there are this kind of cinema also. People watch it, but I cannot watch it. I cannot endure it. And for me, in my world also, this kind of, I swear to God, I was here in 2020 mm-hmm. with my film. I didn't understand why they invited me. Because all the films I watched, I thought that they are all better than my film. Why they invited me? And it was a pandemic time. All the festivals canceled one by one. The Cannes, Locarno, all of them. So all the world sent the film to Venice, and I was in the competition. So I thought 1,000 times, why did he select my film? You know what happened in 2023? I made another film, Shame of the Birds. I don't find any common points. I always joke to my friends that just think that there are 10,000 of filmmakers in the room. They just talk about the cinema and they let them talk 10 hours. After 10 hours, I can enter the room without listening to them. I can say that all of you are wrong. Without listening, Because, you know, I was in Cerebro Film Festival, I tried to watch the films. When I saw three or four scenes just comes one after one, just because of the logical relation, I cannot endure this. I cannot endure.
Yet the synopsis, for example, or the way that the film is presented, at least in the context of the festival, often tries to put these works into conventional framings to find some kind of narrative, to find some kind of common theme, to make them possibly more accessible for an audience. Do you fight this? Do you resent it? Do you just accept it as something that is or might seem unavoidable?
You know, I write all the sentences, the synopsis. They asked me to change 10 times. I didn't change. I said, this is all. Direct a statement. They told me that this is so philosophical. I said, man, I just take the pen. I wrote this. I mean, this is what I feel. I made trailers. I made on my own because they said that, Hilal, this is not intriguing, whatever this word in English, for the audience. I said, I didn't intrigue anybody. I am not selling a film. I don't want to disappoint you to make a good trailer very attractive and you come to the film and you say, what is this? I just want to show you what is the film. And if you feel that very close to yourself, come please watch my film. If you don't feel it, watch other film. There are a million films around. So I never tried to sell, to be attractive, or I don't know, put me in the core of the attention. I don't need it.
You already mentioned a little bit of that. What's now the next question? How difficult is it to realize a film project that doesn't have the conventional commercial promise?
I'm not sure about hardness. Of course, it's difficult. It's very difficult because I carry the tripods. I go to the fields. My people are there. I film them. I film 11 months, more than 250 hours. There is no only repetition single day. And it is so difficult physically. So difficult. And I have already become 38. I started when I was 26. When I was young, it was so easy. But now I am 30. I don't want to say it is heavy now. It is now. Things are heavy. I accepted it. But this is a very spiritual journey. I am searching something and it cannot be easy. It shouldn't be easy. Shouldn't be easy. I want to tell you one very, very important thing. I just realized newly. You know, I always suffered a lot to find the images. I walk a lot. I walk 10 hours. You know, we always start with the sunlight. We end up with the sunlight. When the sunrise, sunset. I came home. I realized that whatever I film are beautiful. But it cannot be like that easy. I felt so bad. Because in previous Hilal, the previous times, I struggled at least 5 months, 6 months to find this kind of image. Now I find in 2 days. Art cannot be that easy. It cannot be that easy. So I destroyed everything what I found. I just said, no, I have to, you have to suffer. You have to suffer. There is
would you say that's at least your philosophical idea of art, that art comes from suffering? And then if the suffering is not originally there, you have to create it?
Yes. Again, I want to say it is not complete. Suffering doesn't mean that physically you are dying, no. But you cannot make art easily, no. If you think that everything is in a way, you have to be sure that you are on the wrong way. You are on the wrong way. I mean, nothing can be easy and everything has to be. I cannot say difficult, but you have to find new circles.
You shoot your whole film on location. Do you just wander around and then suddenly decide here it's right? Or do you know before where you want to go?
I wander a lot. I mean, I just saw their grain fields. We just took the camera, walk a lot of there. Then I saw the mountain. We went there and find something on the way. I opened the camera and I film. Always.
Are your actors sometimes exasperated with your approach or do they always go with you?
Now, yes. Up to now, it never happened. It's almost 10 years we worked together. But now, after 10 years, I see that there's a difficulty. For some people, yes, I can see that.
Could you see yourself possibly at some point in the future doing something that would be more conventional and straightforward, or do you want to move more into the intuitive abstract vision?
Let me convince you something very privately. I want to make a film. It is a very difficult world. And I am from Azerbaijan. I make films with zero budget. Of course, there will not be compromise. There will not be compromise. But if it helps me, I can disguise myself in different forms.
Everybody does that. Yes. And a lot of directors do a big mainstream project and they make the small independent project they love. You said you're working already on a new film. Would you like to say a little bit about it?
It's Stone Over Stone. It is a film in the building. It happens only in the building, you know, the Bruegel, Babel Castle, and the one woman living inside it at nights alone. I try to build a Babel Castle like a Bruegel, and my nephew is about that.
Oh, that sounds very Kafkaesque.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for this interview, Hilai Baidao. Your new film, Sermon to the Void, is now in Venice, out of competition. And if it gets a release or you can find it somewhere online, you will read about it at Movie Break. Thank you.
Thank you.